This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Utah school district has removed the Bible from middle and elementary school libraries after a parent used a Republican book ban against woke books and sensitive material to request that the Bible be banned. About 100 people, including some Republican lawmakers, rallied at the Utah Capitol to protest the school district's decision. In April, a parent asked a Utah school district to remove the Bible from school libraries due to a state law that prohibits pornographic or indecent content in school library reading materials. The parent said that the Bible is one of the most sex-ridden books around. The parent's request was for their school district in Davis County to review the Bible for inappropriate content. The parent wrote in their request for review that incest, onanism, which is masturbation, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos, rape, and even infanticide are just some of the topics found concerning in the religious text. The parent wrote, "You'll no doubt find that the Bible, under Utah Code annotated, has no serious values for minors because it is pornographic by our new definition." A Utah law passed in 2022 bans any books containing pornographic or indecent content from Utah schools, both in libraries and in classrooms. The Utah law has been used to eliminate books by primarily Black and LGBTQ writers from school libraries. Now, a handful of conservative parents are demanding that the Bible be exempt from the book ban. The Associated Press reports that the conservative parents had no issue with their new law banning books that included discussions about race and LGBTQ lifestyles, and that the challenge to the Bible appears to have been submitted as a statement to expose the political double standard of the law, and apparently it worked just as intended. The leader of a prominent local librarian organization said, "If folks are outraged about the Bible being banned, they should be outraged about all the books that are being censored." Apple will stop auto-correcting swear words, including the expletive that has often been replaced with ducking, much to the frustration of users. Apple will use new machine learning technology and allow users to select the swear words they want to use. Craig Federighi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, said, "In those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too." Federighi said the Apple keyboard software will use a state-of-the-art transformer language model in a new software update. In Apple's iOS 17, set to be released in September, the keyboard will learn users' habits and preferences, including when to correct certain words and when to leave others unchanged. An additional feature will also allow users to tap a word that has been auto-corrected and quickly revert back to the original version. Apple's software update will also improve auto-correct's ability to fix grammatical errors and provide predictions for words and phrases as users type, preferences and predictions which can be filled in by tapping the spacebar. Waterton Lakes National Park in Alberta, Canada, and Glacier National Park in northwest Montana will resume pedestrian and watercraft cross-border travel between the parks for the 2023 season. The Goat Haunt area of Glacier National Park, a remote backcountry outpost on the southern end of Upper Waterton Lake that has been closed to access since 2018, will resume operations for the season on June 24th. The area is only accessible by watercraft or by hiking trails. It was closed in 2019 due to staffing shortages and did not operate in 2020 through 22 due to COVID-19. Glacier National Park will have interpretive programs, and the Waterton International Peace Park will have hikes that will be co-led with a Parks Canada interpreter and a National Park Service interpretive park ranger on Fridays, starting Friday, June 30th, continuing through Friday, September 1st. And Goat Haunt backcountry camping shelters will also be open for the 2023 season. The best and most common way to access Goat Haunt is from Waterton Lakes National Park. Visitors can paddle, take a personal watercraft, enjoy a scenic cruise, or take a hiking ferry to the site. Travel across the U.S.-Canada border requires visitors to have a passport and report their entry to the U.S. via an app and their return to Canada via telephone to Customs and Border Patrol agencies. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.